There was a narrative that the Democrats were trying to push that there was an insurrection. And there is one thing that I'll tell you, if that was an insurrection, then I'll kiss your old hind end on the town square and give you an hour to draw a crowd. Because, you know, and there was such hypocrisy in the reporting because BLM burned down cities and Antifa. They were destroying American cities from coast to coast, and that was a peaceful demonstration where, you know, and another thing, too, is that 99% of the people that were at that rally were old like I am. They were in their 60s and 70s, and they were there just to support the president, and I was there, and what you saw reported on TV and what actually happened there were two different things, but they were trying to create the narrative that, you know, that the Trump people were evil, wicked, and hateful. And most of the people who were there were just regular people from diverse backgrounds that were there to support the president, and they felt like they were disenfranchised. I was actually sat on the front row and listened to all the speeches, and it was actually pretty inspiring time. And you know, my wife had to leave to go back and make votes, and everything that was going on in the Capitol was going on before Trump even got on the stage. And so to blame him for anything, I'm not, you know, and it's another thing that they don't want to talk about is I had two or three busloads of my constituents that came to the rally.
I will say that you've graciously agreed to speak with me, not just today, but previously. But I have reached out to the office of your wife, Congresswoman Mary Miller, and never really got responses, was never really able to reach her. So I'm curious why you think her office, and not necessarily her in particular, but her office had such a reluctance to grant me an interview during the campaign cycle.
Well, I have no idea, and I can't speak for Mary or her office, but the Champaign media has been over the top brutal. I mean, I could look out and say, boy, it sure is a pretty day here in Illinois. And some of the media here in town would go, can you believe Chris Miller said it was a nice day? I can't believe he would say something so evil. But I mean, but that's been typically the way. I mean, let's face it, Mary and I are farmers from East Central Illinois. This political deal is a brand new thing for us, and to just be treated like we're part of the evil empire is beyond the pale. And you know, I would love to be able to sit down with the Champaign media on a weekly basis.